So I brought up the handout that was entitled More SQL. And I also logged in to PuTTY. So I can be in PuTTY and kind of following along and doing some of this. So I went into PuTTY and I chose my database. Okay. And you've got your database up? Okay.
Traffic is terrible.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you going to be here from 12 to 2 today?
I have a class.
Oh, isn't that help? Don't you have like...
No, help starts at 2.
Okay, you're not going to be here for that.
I'll be here for a while at 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to tell you about this.
Okay.
Password to smart working. And I did the lesson on Tuesday with the audio and the smart board presentation.
Yeah. The password isn't working. They should have sent it to you since Tuesday, because Tuesday I went in and told them nobody had gotten their passwords, and they sent them out. So when did you get it? Joe, when did you get it?
Yesterday?
Okay, so he got the...
I also have a computer at 9 o'clock at night last night.
Okay.
So I have to check.
It would have come to your Bristol account. Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
You got it? Okay. So that means everybody should have gotten it.
I don't have to bother with these guys. Maybe they can help me log in at some point.
Okay. So,
should have been a separate email. It's
I'll look for it. I'm not going to interrupt the class now. It's all right. I mean, I'll take notes.
Okay. Well, it would be better if you could get in.
Okay.
And I just went through the login. So if you come over here, if you go to PuTTY. No, I'm sorry. I meant where I was on the screen. If you go to PuTTY.
If like the password thing just didn't let me type. Anybody have that issue?
Yes, everybody. It doesn't. It's actually letting you type. It just doesn't show you that you're typing. What can I say?
It's freaking out.
They didn't invite either of us to the table when they designed this. So therefore, it's not. Okay, so I'm going to go out. Are you sure you want to close this session? Okay. Okay, so we're going to go back in and try PuTTY. The handout that I'm brought up for in the background with More SQL is what I want to go over today. But if you want to, you can go down to use PuTTY or MySQL or beginning MySQL notes. I think they all have the startup. And so we'll take a few minutes and go back through the startup. Since it wasn't working quite correctly last time. Okay, so the first thing to do is to bring up PuTTY. And PuTTY is under that software. So you click on software. You bring up PuTTY. Okay. So for PuTTY, you're typing cisweb.bristolcc.edu is the host, and you're changing the port to 220. Okay, so the port is 220. And as I mentioned last time, if you want to change the colors, you can go over here to colors. And you can get a different background and a different foreground. I like working with a white background and the black foreground, the black characters. it defaults to black background and white characters, and that's not my favorite. Okay. So I've sat it out, I've got the host name, I've got the port, I click on open, and then it comes in and says login as, and you put in your username. And the next thing you put in is your Linux password.
I got it. I got an email Tuesday, and I tried with that password.
Okay, but this isn't, that's the second password.
What do you mean?
Okay, there are two steps to logging in. The first one uses the Linux password, okay, which is the one you use to get into CIS Web.
And it's right now. That's when I use.
That's right. So right now, I just typed my username, and when it came down here and asked for a password, I typed in the Linux password. Okay? So I've got my Linux password, which is the thing that lets me into CIS Web. Then it comes up with the question mark. I'm not sorry, dollar sign.
Yep.
And when it says that, I type MySQL, and then stick of space and hyphen U, P grocer, hyphen P. Okay, and that should show. And then it asks for my password, and this is where I type in the new password that they sent you. And what you should then see is the MySQL prompt. So you're in okay? You're in okay.
I just logged in too.
You're in okay? How about you? You're not, but
I am I'm actually further than I've been, so right now I'm gonna, it says come in.
Brian, are you in?
MySQL dash.
Yeah, I'm in CIS Web, and then what's step two?
Step two is when the dollar sign comes up, type space MySQL space hyphen U P grocer or your username.
Okay.
Your username and then hyphen P.
Yeah. The newest password and then I'm in.
And then the newest password and you're in. He says with great optimism. And what you see is the MySQL prompt down at the bottom. And if you got, yes, you're in.
I'm in.
Yay. Okay. You're in. Everybody's in. Yay. Okay. Then, as I said, in the background, I opened MySQL just so that you can see it. Okay. And that kind of goes along with what we're doing. If you put in show databases, you should get four things. I get a gazillion things. It's totally worthless to me. But you should get four things. Two of those four things should be your name, have your name in them. Okay, if you do show databases, is what I did, show databases. Okay. And unfortunately, they have it set up so I see the world when I do that. I can't even get back out. Okay. So show databases shows me all the databases. And everybody has two of them. You can see them down here. Everybody has two of them that start with, that include their name. You should pick one of those. So up at the top of the screen that we're looking at, it says use FirstDB. That's one of my databases. So I can say use FirstDB. And that brings up and says the database has changed. So you want to do the same thing. You want to say use and pick one of those two that have your name in it.
Show space databases.
Show space and then no, pick. Yeah, show databases first. Okay, no, you're inside the SQL. It's looking for you, sent me out, sent me over.
Oh, yeah, sir. To me.
Just a good regular language.
Because you got, once you see that arrow, you're inside of me. So now hit the semicolon.
Can we use this like share files?
Now share. So you pick one of the two that have your name. And that's the one you can switch back and forth between them. But you can't make a database. Okay, I can make a database, but you can't make a database. So at that point, you need to say use and pick the name of the database that you want to use. So I said, I know I have a database out there called FirstDB because this handout told me that. Okay, so as I said, I've got 7,000 or whatever. Okay, I've got to get them to take that and give me only my real ones. Okay, so now I've got my SQL prompt, and I type use, and I pick one of those that has your name, and that's your database. Okay, so if I now say in that, show tables, you're not going to see anything, presumably, unless you've been playing around and put something in there. I've got four databases there, four tables, rather. So I've got four tables within that particular database, okay? So what you need to do now is we need to create a database. And you can create anything you want to. I'm gonna use other table because that happens to be a table that I have in here, so we're gonna play with that today. You can pick anyone you want. So you're going to say, at the MySQL prompt, create table and then give it a name, whatever you want to call it. It's going to go into your database. Then you don't have to go down to the next line, but most people do. And notice this is the mark that means you're inside a command, that you haven't finished the command yet. So you're going to put a parenthesis, you're going to type the fields. Those are the five fields that I put in. So go ahead and just make a database like that. If you'd rather make something different, that's fine, but I'm going to be working with other table. So if you make one that's similar to mine, then it will match. So you're saying create table, other table. And then you're putting in five records, five fields rather. So I've got an ID number, and it is a varchar 4. Varchar means a variable number of characters. So that means up to 4. 4 is the max. But I've got a variable number of characters. Then I typed a comma, and I put in the next one. Now, some people like to put them all going down. So so that they would hit a space after the comma and name would be on the next line. I go back and forth, which I like, doesn't make any difference. Okay. So name is a bear care of 20. Then I put major in, and on this particular one, I made it a bear care 2. Frequently, I make it a char 2, because I know that major is only going to be two characters. On this one, I made number credit, and I called it a small integer. I could have just called it an integer. And here I have a floating, which is a decimal number, and it's for GPA, and it's three character two. Three characters, two def, which will be decimal. Three characters, two of which will be decimal. Whenever you're in a database and you see those two characters, you should check them out. Because some of them, the first character means the total number of characters, and then how many decimals. In some, it means the number of whole numbers, comma, the number of decimals. And you can't be sure which it is unless you test it and find out or read someplace. Okay? So go ahead and create a table doing basically what I did here. Last time I took you to a place in W3 Schools that has a list of all of the types of characters you can put in there. And I think we looked at just plain integer last time, and we looked at char, C-H-A-R as well. But for now, you can put it in and make it this way, or you can do whatever you want to do. Okay, so you've now created a table called other table, or called whatever you named it. Don't use anything but underscores in as connectors. So here I've got other underscore table, that's fine, but be careful about the special characters you use. And no embedded spaces in field names. Yeah.
I did exactly that, and then it doesn't say whatever I put inside the tables. It just says tables in and the name that I put in, and then other table, and that's it. It doesn't give me the names.
Oh, that's because those are mine. I've made a bunch of them. You mean right here, if you say show tables? That one that you just created. Because you've only created one, right?
I thought I just created rows in there.
No, you just created a table. So you've only got one row because the rows, what it's there is listing all the tables that I have in First DB. If you want to see your table, do a DESC, and then this is called Other Table. So if I do a DESC, that gives me the description of the table.
That's what I wanted to see.
Did you? Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a description of the table. If I do a DESC, the description of the table. And notice that it decided the small integer was going to be up to 6. It put in the 6. I didn't. Okay. So now I can start putting data in this table. And the way I put the data in the table is I scroll down here, and actually I didn't stop putting data in for a little while. Come on, there it is. Okay. So I actually went in and did an alter. And so we'll take a look at the alter, and then we'll put the data in the table. But I decided I didn't like the table as is, and I wanted to add a field. So the alter table, so I said alter the table called other table, and add another field called advisor, which is going to be a bear care two. I mean a bear care and for 20 characters. And so you can see that when I did that, it added another field to my table. There it is, I think. That's what I want. So that added another field to my table. Okay, so I started out, I said, whoops, I'd like another field. I did an alter. The key thing here is that alter has a lot of clauses on it, add being one of the clauses. And anytime you want to change the structure of your table, you can use the alter. Alter changes the structure of the table. It does not change the data unless you change the structure such that it messes up the data. But it doesn't touch data unless you mess up something. Okay, so that's the alter command. Okay, so now if we go down a little bit further in this handout, I modified the name of something. Okay, not the name itself, I modified something about something. In this case, I said modify the name, set it up to 25 characters. Okay, so it set it up to 25 characters. And then I did another alter and I dropped that extra column that I had just put in. I got rid of it. So those just show you three different ways of altering. There is more than that, but this basically let me add a field, change a field, because modify lets me change a field, and delete a field, okay, because the drop lets me drop a field. So this allows me to do maintenance on the table. Okay. Not on the data, just on the table itself.
Can you cancel a command halfway? Like, let's say you type alter table, other table.
Yeah, just put a bunch of Z's in or something, so
and then
I messed up the command, and then put the semicolon, and it will come back and tell you you have a lousy command.
Error, and then that kind of brings back to square one.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
But just make sure that you kind of mess up it up a little so it doesn't actually do anything. Okay, so now I want to insert data into the table. Okay. So I say insert into other table. Now frequently I put values down on the next line. On this one I didn't. But I frequently will have values on the second line. On this one I just started doing it. And so I put in values for each thing. So this is populating the table. Notice that around my numeric fields, there are no quotes. Around my via care or character fields, I have to put quotes. Now, the whole purpose of why we're creating this database is so that we can use PHP to put stuff in the database and get stuff out of the database. But we have to know how to create a database and play around and understand the database a little before we get to that.
Damn it.
Just hit the semicolon and start in the end. You don't have to get all of these records in, just get a couple in so that you know what you're doing with the insert. And you don't have to put in my records, you can put in your own records. Yeah, what? Good look.
Then
you gotta change it.
Quite
black
on that one.
I'm sorry. I know, it's tough to see. It's small and it's...
I did that exactly that.
Never
tell me
the picture. Do you have the insert into?
I did on top.
No, it has to be the entire command. Once you start at the MySQL prompt, it has to be the entire command.
Okay. So I'll just make a bunch of these now and try to mess this up.
Okay. So if I do a select asterisk from other table, it will show me all of the records that I've just put in. Okay, so putting in a select asterisk from the name of the table shows me the records. So if I do an insert, it's insert into other table, and then I can put values, and I guess I'm up to 3333, comma, Jennifer Ames, I don't think I put that name in, comma, major, business administration, comma, number of credits, we'll say 20, GPA, we'll say 4,
How come on the first digits you put the parentheses up there, but the other numbers, the other...
Because the ID number, I gave a picture of VearCare 4. I didn't give it a number picture.
Okay.
It would probably have let me get away with not putting the quotes in since it's a number. In fact, I haven't hit this, so we can go back and take that out. And yes, it took it all right. But because of the type, I went ahead and did it that way. Okay, so I've added one more record in. So now I can do the selects. Okay. So select asterisk means select everything. If I only want to see some of the fields, I can say select and then list the fields by name. So I'm saying here, select ID number, name, major, GPA. So I only want those four this time. From other table, where major equals CI and GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so doing that select, I just said select ID, name, major, GPA from other table where the major is equal to CI and the GPA is greater than 3.5. So I want everything that meets those two criteria. So go ahead and put in a select with and criteria and then try another select with or criteria, where it's one or the other. And then I did the one that is below where I'm saying select asterisk from other table. And I frequently put the from on another line if I'm listing the fields. If not, I tend to put it up on the top. And I frequently put the where on another line. So where I'm saying where major equals CI and either number of credits is greater than 24 or GPA is greater than 3.5. And that gives me the people. So this one was saying I want the major to be CI. So the major has to be CI. And either number of credit is greater than 24. Oops. It's not going to let me write over there. Okay, and if it's greater than 4, I want to display it. If it's not greater than that, I just managed to get it all messed up, but anyway, no, there it is down there. The next question is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if it is, I'm going to display. And if it's not, I'm not going to display, so I'm basically doing nothing. Come on, you can do it. And if it's not a CI major, I do nothing. So that's my logic. I'm saying it has to be a CI major. And if it is a CI major, either of those other things can be true. If it's not a CI major, I don't display. And if neither of the things are true, I don't display. And I forgot a couple of Y's and N's. Which is why on this side it's always a Y. Because then if I forget them, I know what they're supposed to be. I never rotate my Y's and N's. Okay, so if major equals CI and number of credits greater than 24 or GPA greater than 3.5. If I took out the parentheses, how does this get resolved? And I think I've been saying this in every class I teach this week, so. Okay, if I don't have the parentheses, ands get resolved before ors. So if I don't have the parentheses, the two things in the and relationship get grouped, and it comes out as major equals CI and number of credits greater than 24, or just GPA greater than 3.5. So if I take out the parentheses, it totally changes things because ands get resolved before ors.
You said parentheses is read as an either, right?
I read it as an either, yes. And essentially, the purpose of parentheses is to change the order of execution, the order of operation. And so if I put the parentheses in, the thing inside the parentheses gets resolved, and it comes out as CI and either of those. If I don't have the parentheses, it comes out as CI and number of credits greater than 24, or just GPA greater than 3.5, and I don't care what the major is. Okay? So the parentheses were key there. Okay, I had put up a few that I wanted you to play with, and now that you've got your database done, I said okay, and this was just to do here. Write the statement to create a table, you've done that. Write the statement to populate the table, you've done that. Now I want you to do those selects that I just put up there. So write a select to test for condition A and B, or C and D. And that means anything. So
just pop a query.
The major right. Could be condition A, GPA could be condition B, whatever you want to do. but write a select statement to test for A and B or C and D.
How do we get these to you? Do we take a like, screenshot?
Usually I know. Screenshots have the same reading problem. So it's copy and paste. Okay?
So
but if you read the notes, when you're in PuTTY, you don't copy and hit copy, you just highlight.
Yeah.
And then you go over to where you want it to be and paste it.
Oh.
Because highlighting it puts it on, puts it out there. So I want you now to write three. I mean, we're doing them in class, so you don't really have to pass this in because we're going to just go through it in class. So go ahead and write A and B or C and D. Write a select. And then if you get that one done, keep moving down.
Can you go up a little bit?
Nope. You can bring it up on yours, but I was trying to find something.
Oh, we have this in the...
All of you have it right in your thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on our website.
I was just trying to find something to look at for the next one. Now I'm back. So the one I asked you to do, which was number three, write the statement for A and B or C and D. One of the ways I could have done that is I said where major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3.5, or major equals BU and number of credits is greater than 20. So I've got the first two things or the last. Do I need parentheses in this? Is anybody listening? Do I need parentheses?
What part is it?
Number three. A and B or C and D. Do I need parentheses?
You need parentheses so you can pull out what you want, either condition A or B, right?
No. Don't need parentheses at all.
Right.
Because ands get resolved before ors. So the first thing it does is it resolves that group. The second thing it does is resolve this group. And then it goes back and says, okay, either these or these. So the third thing is the or. So since ands get resolved before ors, it groups A and B, it groups C and D, and then it says, okay, A and B or C and D. So the first thing...
If you use parentheses, would it mess it up?
If you use them right, it wouldn't. So if you put it around the two ands, and the two ands, it won't mess it up, right? And a lot of people like to do that.
Yeah, just good graphics,
really. But, you know, but in fact, ands get resolved before ors, so there's no need for them. Okay, so now do problem four, which is was basically similar to the one I already did. So, work on four, which is, as I said, what I basically did.
Put the syntax on flashcards.
Lose power?
About to, yeah. Windows, they just don't hold up as well as a Mac.
No. Well, this, Windows...
It just...
Windows used to hold up, but I swear every version of Windows has more and it uses more or something. Because
it's a good laptop, though. I got a great deal on it. It's a Samsung.
Good.
Much cheaper, so. So.
That's okay. I can come around.
Struggling with the, I do insert into other table. This other guy was on cool now.
No, wait a minute, you're not doing an insert. Well, okay, that's adding data to the table. But right now you're doing a select, right?
Right, I'm still trying to get to populate the table.
Okay.
I'm struggling with that.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not, I'm still on here.
Insert into values. Okay.
And when I press enter, that's all I get. I don't get values to query okay.
Okay, because it's obviously not okay, apparently. CI, then 15. You've got an extra quote there at the end, use the 3.6. Yep. The up arrow and the down arrow can also bring back previous lines.
So I don't have to retype it?
No, it can bring back, if you use the up arrow, it brings back a previous line.
Hey. That helps, doesn't it? But I still have to kind of mess up that code to restart all over again with the mic.
Well, I mean, I've got it here, so I could go back in and make a change here. Using the left arrow, I can go over and make a change. It lets me scroll through. So I can scroll through using the left and right arrow and go up and down to previous things that I typed. using the up and down arrow, or up arrow. So the up arrow brought this back up. That was the last thing I typed. I hit the up arrow and it brought it up for me again. So now I can make changes to it if I want to. So I can go in here, and it lets me come in and make any changes that I want. So if I wanted to put parentheses around these, I can come in here and put the parentheses around those two, and put the parentheses, whoops, around these two. And hit enter, and it gives me the same result. Okay. And the one that I asked for, condition number 4, is basically what I did before. This is number 4, where I said test for condition A and either B or C. So this one is here.
Okay. When it says that the column doesn't match up to values, count column doesn't match up values, count to row 1.
Say that again.
It says count value. Column count doesn't match value count at row.
Column count. Did you have a column count?
That's my guess.
Okay,
yeah.
The column count is, okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So when I do an insert, I need to insert something for each of the 5.
That's what the 1111 is, so I have to do 5 of those?
No, the 1111 is an ID. So when I did an insert in here, wait a minute, let me get rid of the ink. When I did an insert, which I did up there, I said insert into other tables, and then I had to put in a value for the ID, a value for the name, a value for the major, a value for number of credits, and a value for the GPA. And I had to have all of them there, and if one was missing, then it yelled at me. Pardon me?
If you have too many.
Or if you have too many. Right. You got to have the same right number. There is a way around that. Remind me, but I don't want to go there today. Yeah, you can actually put the fact that you want to insert. Okay, you can say insert ID number, major, and then it knows that it's only going to insert those two things. You know, and then. Okay, so those are some conditions. If you don't get them all done, I want to move on. You're going to have to play with this at home and try to make sure that you're getting it all right. The next one that it says is write the select statement to sort on a field. Okay, so if I bring up the beginning notes, there is the one to do a sort. And this one lets me do a sort. Show me the ID and the name from, and this is the table I was using here, order by, and I pick a field, and I can order by that field. Okay? So if I go to my table and I say, select asterisk from other table, order by GPA, then now in order by GPA. Okay, so I've said select asterisk from other table, order by GPA. Okay. So if I say select order by GPA, it does it from smallest to largest. I get the same result if I write ASC here, which means ascending order. If I want to flip it, I write DESC, which means descending order, and it changes the order that it does it in. Okay. Okay, now. If I want to order by two things, and I've just been correcting my Oracle class on this. If I want to order by two things, then I'm basically saying the first thing that I list is the primary sort. And the second thing that I list is the secondary sort. So if I order by, for example, major, and I usually want to choose something that I've got duplicates of. So if I said order by major, and then GPA within major. Okay, so I can say select asterisk from other table, order by major, comma, GPA. Okay. So it did the first order by major, and then it did the second one by GPA. So those are the two BUs and their GPA in one order. And then when it started CI, it starts over and orders them within. So I'm ordering the GPA within BU, and then I'm ordering the CI, the GPA rather, within CI. Okay, so I pick something like a group. If I had a file that had state, I might do an order within state or something like that. Okay, now what some people were doing was they were saying select asterisk from other table, order by name GPA. Okay? And basically that's worthless because I've ordered by name and that worked just fine. But there's no two people with the same name. So ordering by GPA, huh? I can't. I can't order by GPA within name because there's only one name. There's no two names alike. If there were multiple people of the same name, then fine, I can do it. But on the whole, most databases are not going to have many people by the same name. So saying order by name and then GPA is basically worthless. Okay? Thank you. You don't want to do that because it didn't do anything. I mean, I might as well just have said audit by name. It did the same thing. Okay. Okay. The next one says, where am I? Write the statement to make a change to one of the fields on your table. Okay, that's an update statement that we're going to be looking for. And somewhere in here, I think I have an update. Actually, I think I had it further up. Yeah, there it is. So there's an update statement, and that lets you change data, okay? So the update statement lets you change data. So I can say update the name of the table, set ID number equal to for Robert Brooks. Now what I had there was I'd made a mistake. And Robert Brooks, when I entered the data in, I'd entered 5 threes instead of 4. And so I wanted to change that and make it just 4 threes. So I came in and said, update the table is called test first. Set the ID number equal to 4 threes, where the name is equal to Robert Brooks. Okay, if I didn't put that where clause in, every record would pick up an ID of 3333. Not a good plan, okay? So basically, I have to specify what one it is that I want. And I can go in and make changes to the table. Okay? So I can come in here and say update. And then I give the name of the table, other table, set GPA equal to 3.65, where, let's see, name equals Linda French. Now, that's not a good thing to do if I don't have to. It is better to do it by ID, but I just did it that way. Okay, so one record got changed, and now if I do a select asterisk from other table, I see that Linda French now has a 3.65, and before she had a 3.5. Okay, so I've changed hers. And again, usually when you do a change, you base it on ID number because you're guaranteed that ID number is going to be unique. And so it's safer than picking name because there might indeed be two people of the same name. Okay, I said write the select field to select a field in a range using the between. We actually talked about the between in class on Tuesday. So if you look at this beginning SQL, there's something in there. It's using the between clause. Then I said try using the in clause. Then I said delete one of your records and try your group function. So just for your own sake, I would try to finish this off. You don't have to pass it in or anything. We'll just make this a it's good for you exercise. But just to experiment, I would finish off these last four that I haven't done here. Okay, just because it kind of will give you a good handle on it. And we've run out of time. Okay, but all of these are in. We covered them on Tuesday, and they're all in that beginning notes. Okay. Okay, so there's examples of all the things I asked for. under the beginning notes. And then you also have a homework assignment. But this finishing off, I would try to do so that when you come to class next Tuesday, you, if you come to class next Tuesday, you'll be caught up. Okay, that's it. I think I left that for you to figure out. If you get really stuck, send me an email and I'll let you know.
I'll keep working on it.
But Oracle has it one way, and then I started and I said, no, that will be a good research project. So I left that as look up the date.
Because the MySQL syntax with the parentheses doesn't work, but the SQL does.
MySQL.
So it's date, parentheses. And that's open, there's no, nothing goes in the parentheses. And then, but then if you take the parentheses out and just write date as the variable, it'll take that information in.
Okay.
I'll keep playing with it.
Yeah, the syntax is, I'm trying to remember now because I don't remember, I hate dates. And I honestly don't remember, so I'd have to go back and look it up. I remember the syntax in Oracle, which is day, month, year. But the syntax in this, I think, is months, day, year.
It's a call to call the variable. That'll work. Let's see what I can figure out. I've got it to actually display the date.
Okay.
But the difference between that and just entering a string.
Right.
Is
different, yes. Well, if you run into problems, as I said, let me know. Give it a few more shots, mm-hmm. But then, because I'll have to go look it up too. I don't remember the syntax on the date.
I guess I just need to know why we need to use date. I can understand if you're time stamping, but if you're just typing in a date, then it would be easier just to use.
Just to type in the date, yeah.
To use a string varchar.
Yeah. But if you want to do a calculation in date, they give you a lot of functions on date.
Class over?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a bunch of kids out here. They want to come in, is that okay?
Yep.
No, it was propping up that.
The big thing is if you have a lot of functions that give name between, time between that you can use. So if you have today's date and you have the date on the file, you can then show me everybody that's more than 30 days overdue. If you've done the date the right way, then you can do that.
Let's see if I can figure it out.
So that's why you need to know date.
That's what I needed to know. Just need a reason to do the research.